Rise and Shine with Robbo and Becky on Vision.
Well, we've got Rod Hopping from Heritage Films joining us on the phone this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Becky. Good morning, Robbo.
Yay. Great to chat to you again, mate. We are excited to chat to you. You've got something pretty exciting happening now with all this sort of virus stuff and the world going into a bit of craziness at the moment. You've sort of had to adapt something that you guys were going to run.
Oh, you know what? It little sort of backstory, if it helps, because it's interesting and it's personal. We had a cinema festival release planned for the month of April, and we've been working for some months. As everybody knows, the cinemas are shut, and it's not going ahead. But just sort of in the early part of March, I had been in the US for a work trip, and I came back home just as this thing was starting to gather, you know, momentum and profile out there. And I quickly felt flu-like. I'd been at a place in the US, a very well-known building that rhymes with Weet-Bix, and it's been shut down because of the coronavirus.
Yeah.
So I'd been at the place, I'd felt unwell, so actually went and got tested, and I qualified. But that day I sat in the waiting sort of room at the local sort of test centre at our hospital. I watched a stream of people coming in, desperate to get tested because they felt unwell, and they were being turned away because they hadn't travelled at that stage. And I just saw fear on people's eyes, and, you know, I'm sitting there waiting to get tested myself, didn't know what was really happening. Thankfully, within 2 days, I found out I was negative, which I'm really grateful for. I still spent a few days in bed with the flu, and that whole experience and then knowing we were going to get the cinemas probably were going to close, we just knew that we had to do something here to counteract this sense of fear. So we quickly moved what was going to be a cinema nationwide festival into an online festival.
Love it.
Well, it's really, I guess, had a huge positive effect because, I mean, obviously, you know, particularly for our listeners, not everyone lives, you know, in the big cities. Not everyone would have been able to get to see these cinema releases. But now, literally anyone that's got an internet connection can be watching these movies at home.
Yeah, you know what? I've got this sense of excitement right now, Robbo. It's measured with isolating and doing everything that I think is right for us and our family as well. But it's kind of like, you know, there's some exciting stuff going on. I mean, we did our first, you know, live stream with my church on Sunday, and maybe 300 people turn up any given Sunday, and over 4,000 people watched
really?
Live stream.
Wow.
And when I see stuff like that happening, I'm thinking, this could be just a most amazing time. This could be, obviously, there's no reference point. We can't say when this happened last time we did this and that. And I think that's where some of the fear comes, because there is no reference
point.
But I think you hit the nail on the head, Robbo. I think there is no limit. You know, this is Australia, New Zealand wide, and anybody can participate.
Excellent.
I love
that's
it.
So good. So give us a bit of a rundown on what's coming, because the original plan was cinema release, a movie a week through the course, you know, over 10 weeks. Is it going to be similar to that, but just obviously people tuning in, watching in the comfort of their home?
Absolutely, Robbo. If you're used to engaging with content through Netflix or iTunes or any of the many kind of online digital sort of ways, this will be easy for you. You know, we've been kind of telling everybody it's 10 movies over 10 weeks, but we've actually decided that on the first lot of movies that will hit people's libraries, which starts on Sunday, April 5th, it's a week before Easter, and we thought we've got three really great Easter films, because I think, I don't know about you guys, but I'm forgetting that Easter's coming up. So
that's
so true.
I missed a day last week in my mind. It's just hard to keep up with what day it is. And we just figured it'd be really lovely to have a cinematic and devotional experience through film, just to remind us and get us in the lead up to Good Friday and Easter Sunday, which are just some of my favourite days of the year. We start with three Easter films, and then every Sunday for the next 9 weeks after that, a new film will get put into your library. There's five what I'm calling digital premieres in there. So there's some content people will look at and go, yeah, I've heard about this or I've seen that one, but there's some new things to engage with. And, you know, one of the fun things we're doing, if you went to a movie festival, you would expect to go to, like, these panel Q&A discussions and meet the filmmakers and hear firsthand stories. Well, every week following the release of the movie in your library, we've got at least two events that everybody participating will be invited to, where you were going to do just that, get feedback from the audience. How was your viewing experience? Kind of create this shared community as well.
That's so cool.
That's amazing.
What a great thing. A wonderful thing about technology, isn't it? I mean, as you were saying, the whole online church experience, it's bringing people together, even though we are isolated. But this will be much the same. I mean, obviously, you'd typically go to a cinema, you'd sit shoulder to shoulder and then watch and then do the Q&A. This will be different, but it'll be still that whole community feel.
Yeah, I think so. I think, I'm encouraging people to do this together with family and friends, but I think some of the beauty that we get to watch at times when we do things in cinema is, just seeing strangers in the Q&A. You know, we had this movie called Loud, Crazy Love, and I never forget, just a year ago, at the end, we're doing the Q&A, and one man puts his hand up and just said, look, that watching that movie has given me the courage to tell you all that I have a meth addiction and I need help.
Oh, wow.
And then when the lights came up and the Q&A was finished, there was a dozen people around that man standing around him, strangers to him. I'm thinking this sort of stuff can happen online where people share and strangers become friends.
Mm.
And isn't this exciting? This could happen not just through this film festival, but, man, I'm hearing of some really amazing initiatives that people are doing to really serve and love each other. And I mean, bringing hope to people, you guys know this well. This is why you guys get out of bed every day, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Exactly. Well, it's exciting to hear what's happening, right?
So
and we
exciting.
Wish you all the best for it. It's obviously going to be online, and we encourage you to go to hopeathome.com.au. You see all the details. You can sign up to register for this. 12 movies over 10 weeks that are going to be coming up, kicking off this weekend. So hopeathome.com.au, definitely worth getting involved and signing up. And, Rod, we hope it goes super well. We'd love a bit of feedback, too, across the course of the 10 weeks. Let us know how things are tracking.
We would love to. And it is an experience that people can join up front or at any time, and they'll get the full value. And, guys, we just to sort of let everybody know, too, we've just really got the price down low. It's $29.99 for the whole 10-week experience.
Wow.
That's amazing.
And you find out how that works on the festival website. But, these are tough times for people as well.
Mm.
So I'd love to be connected with you guys again. So thank you so much.
Before you go, thanks for listening. There's lots more great audio on demand. Or you can listen to us live at visionradio.org.au. And remember, Vision is listener supported. Your donation, large or small, will help us continue connecting faith to life for hundreds of thousands of people across Australia and around the world. Learn more or donate today at visionradio.org.au.